Our Old Testament reading this morning is Isaiah 52:13-53:12. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astounded at thee, his vision was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised and esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of the people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge that my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Here endeth the reading. Thanks be to God. Our psalm today is 22:1-11. Let's read this together. My God, my God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me? And art so far from my help and from the words of my complaint. O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night strength is all over my risk. And then continued holy, O thou worshipped of Israel, our father's hope is in thee. They trusted in thee, and thou hast delivered them. They called upon thee in words of regret. They put their hopes in these and confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, a very scorn of men and the outrage of the people. All they that see me laugh and scorn. They shoot out their lips and shake their heads, saying, he trusted in the Lord that he may deliver him. Let him deliver him if he will have him. But thou art thee that hast taken up to thy son's womb. Thou hast hope when I hanged up upon my mother's breast. I have been left upon thee ever since I was born. Thou art my God, even from my mother's womb. O go not over me, for trouble is hard at hand, and there is none to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our New Testament reading is Philippians 2, 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and give him a name which is above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here endeth the epistle. Thanks be to God.